Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, on yesterday, I mentioned that Canada School has come and gone here at BIMI, and it's an important time, and young missionaries come in. Sometimes they're not so young either, but mostly young couples come in and they join us to go out around the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and plant churches and train national people. And it's a wonderful thing. And in Canada School is a week of very intense training. And it's important that we have men and women who are leaders and can come in and help us with that task of training and doing orientation to get the missionaries started out on the right path and how to start deputation and all of that. Let me tell you about one of those people who has done that over the many years and what a great influence he was and how God used him in so many ways here at BIMI. And that person is my good friend, Dr. Pat Creed Sr., who is now in heaven. This year, my wife and I have been to multiple funerals, and I've had the privilege of helping in several of them, and some of them I've just been there. But Dr. Pat Creed, I met him many, many years ago when I was a young missionary on deputation, and he was the pastor of Independent Baptist Church in Clinton, Maryland, and I was there, and they took on our support, and Brother Pat Creed and his wife, June, served the Lord together. Brother Creed was from Eunice, West Virginia, and June, his wife, was from Elton, Maryland, and they had met while in school in Elton, Maryland, while attending Elton High School, and then they were saved at First Baptist Church in Elton, and June was saved in April of 1960, and Pat in September of 1960. Later, they attended Tennessee Temple University. June took some classes. Dr. Creed graduated. He was awarded two honorary degrees, doctorates from there, and he was called to preach in March of 1971 while he was attending pastor school at First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana. And God used him in many ways. He served as an assistant pastor to Dr. Tom Wallace at Baptist Bible Church in Elton, Maryland, and assistant to Dr. John Bonds at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Fairfax, Virginia. And then he was called to be the pastor there at Independent Baptist Church, which he did from 1972 to 1994. But at that time, he accepted the position of the Caribbean Director of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, BIMI, and he served as the director in that position from 1994 until 2012. And then he served as BIMI's Caribbean International Representative. But he and Dr. John Halsey, who was another one of my dear friends, they certainly had a great, great influence, not just in being pastors and serving with BIMI, but in introducing faith, promise, missions, giving, and challenging individuals to surrender their lives to the mission field. And there are many, many churches across America and even across the world, really, where Brother Pat Creed went and presented Faith Promise Missions, and they got the vision for it. In fact, I preach every year up in Oswego, Illinois, at Valley Baptist Church. And Dr. Creed, many, many years, went there and preached their missions conference and talked about Faith Promise Giving, and that great church responded. And now it's been my privilege now for way over 10 years of going up and preaching their conference. And again, I had the privilege of attending the funeral for my good friend Pat Creed back on February the 5th of this year. Pray for that family.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.